An insider from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has broken their silence, revealing the details of a multi-year chemtrails operation designed to slowly but surely sterilise the public. An operation that targets fertility, libido, and reproductive health. What started as a weather modification trial has turned into something else entirely. A mass-scale sterilisation drive. Now, as 2025 draws to a close, the Gates Foundation isn't apologising, they're celebrating. Their own data says population collapse is underway, and they're on schedule for 2030. A world where having children is biologically harder, economically ruinous, and permitted only with state approval. When did you first notice? When did it click that they weren't telling you the truth about what's happening above us? That the skies you grew up under no longer exist? If you live close to a dense population centre in North America, your moment probably came overhead. You looked up and saw planes flying patterns that made no sense, crisscrossing, looping back, laying grids across the sky that didn't match any commercial route map or military exercise. Not point-to-point travel, not takeoffs or landings. Deliberate paths, repeated day after day. And when you tried to reconcile what you were seeing with what you were being told, that it was normal, accidental, and just condensation, the explanation collapsed under its own weight. The global elites have you locked in their sights, striking from all sides with a chilling endgame. Depopulation. Ruthless, deliberate, and evil to its core. You are the target, meant to fade away before you can flourish, build a future, or leave a legacy in the form of a family. Gates Foundation insiders have blown the whistle. 2026 is being described internally as a turning point. The year approval is allegedly given to escalate aerosol programs with the stated aim of rendering up to 100 million men infertile. They claim women are being targeted differently, through widespread reproductive damage, loss of fertility, and severe complications affecting the womb, while others face chronic reproductive disorders. The agenda is not subtle. To suppress birth rates at scale and drive entire populations towards biological sterility. Newsflash, this is not a conspiracy theory.
And then we have another crazy billionaire, Bill Gates, says, there's too many of us. His thing by 2030 is to depopulate the planet. And I just wondered, like, are we part of the population that he wants to de? This is too many of us. This is too, and this, and he says it. And people go, it's a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy theory. He said it. Bill Gates, you go see on YouTube. He says one of the goals for by 2030 is to lower the population of the planet.
One of the earliest voices to challenge what was happening in the skies was Kristen Magan, a former US Air Force veteran who publicly revealed her insider knowledge of aerosol operations. We had her on this show, back when even mentioning chemtrails was enough to get you erased. Her testimony became a red pill moment for millions, setting the foundation for the mainstream red pilling that followed. And now with fertility collapsing and questions no longer deniable, her latest warning takes on a much darker context.
What I discovered around starting in 2007, I was working in bioenvironmental engineering in the Air Force. And like I had mentioned previously, I tried to debunk this. And in the attempt to debunk it, I realized as somebody who was approving forms called Air Force Form 3952s, I had to reject these toxicants on formerly known as an MSDS, now an SDS, because they're the very same toxicants we were trying to engineer out of the workplace. So why would we be procuring more? So lots of soil sampling, air sampling. Once I got threatened, I knew I'd found something. And it's very much happening. In fact, when I finished my master's around 2015, it was in one of my environmental textbooks that they were doing it. So it's a really? Shock to me that people still think it's not happening. Yes, yeah. I sold the book, but I wish I still had it.
And we can all see it if you look up, and it just doesn't make sense, you know, that it's coming from like a Delta flight flying overhead. Why is this being done? And again, it might not be EPA, could be DARPA, could be War Department, could be private companies, but why are they doing this?
I think there's a multitude of reasonings. You control the weather, you can handicap many people. We did it flooding the Ho Chi Minh Trail. But when you have this huge climate change initiative, we needed to find ways to dim the sun and decrease the solar load. So this is fear-based. And I also think it's financially incentivized through betting on crops. And again, handicapping anyone in war.
Yeah, so it kind of takes away the organic from anything organic you're buying, because this is then sprayed into the air, and then and gravity brings it down. Eventually, the rain brings it down, and it is all over all of us. What are these crops doing to people? These chemicals doing to people?
Well, a lot of them are heavy alkaline metals and salts. And what they do, again, is that synergistic toxicity. You're breathing it in. You have the dermal absorption and an inhalation. And it does depend on relative humidity and different weather patterns. Like, I live in Michigan, so we have all seasons in the same day.
Right.
So the dissipation rates are faster. When you ingest that, it is eating away at your gut health. And the thing is when they're using strontium and barium, those things bioaccumulate in the bones, and it also displaces potassium. And if anyone's ever had low potassium, you know that causes a massive issue with your nerves and your heart, and it can mimic a heart attack. So we're getting massively bombarded because, again, different routes of exposure, and depending on where you live, you can be more exposed already because you have background elements in your drinking water.
Jeez, it's so scary.
They've poisoned the air, water, and food with hidden threats. And now the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are celebrating what they just revealed was their holy grail all along: the collapse of fertility in the Western world. After the break, we hear from the Gates Foundation insider, who reveals that Gates marks creation itself for undoing. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. The fortune Gates made poisoning the world with mRNA? That was just the opening act. Bill Gates is now reaping the rewards of a well-timed bet, this time on the global explosion of rare and aggressive cancers. And according to a Gates Foundation insider, this isn't random. It's part of a coordinated, far-reaching strategy. mRNA is just one piece of the puzzle. Chemtrails are another. Gates is all in on chemtrails. Billions poured into spraying the skies. Confident that, like frogs in a warming pot, we won't notice the danger until it's too late. As Western populations plunge into freefall, executives at the Gates Foundation are triggering bonuses, congratulating one another on population reduction, as even steeper declines loom.
Will humans go extinct? In an interview last week, Elon Musk was asked what keeps him up at night. His response was that crashing birth rates could destroy civilization or even wipe out humanity. He noted that in some countries, births are now one-third replacement level. In Japan, for example, on average, 4 grandparents lead to a single grandchild. In Korea, every 100 Koreans will become just 8 great-grandchildren. China's on track to lose 600 million people in a single lifetime. Europe's not far behind. Fertility rates for native-born Europeans are around about 1.3, meaning you lose a third of your people every generation. For native-born Italians, it's nearly half lost per generation.
According to a Gates Foundation insider, the elites consider themselves gods now, with their technology to covertly control nature. When talking about humanity, they have started using words like creation, correction, and balance.
They're celebrating. Not loud. Not popping bottles. It's worse than that. It's that psychopathic end of days calm, like nothing's above them anymore, like the books are already closed. The numbers go up on the screen and nobody flinches. Birth rates tanking faster than they predicted. Whole populations just falling off a cliff. No arguing. No hand-wringing. Just quiet nods. Satisfaction. Something changed inside the Foundation. They don't talk like policy people now. They talk like gods. They use words like creation, correction, balance. Gates' circle? WEF guys, Club of Rome planners, heads of these global institutions. They talk about humanity like it's a system that got out of hand, like it needs trimming back. They honestly believe God's gone and somebody's got to step in and run things. They talk about having both sides of the power. Who gets life? Who doesn't? Food, water, air, not resources, controls, dials you turn. And it was never supposed to look obvious. What they put in the sky wasn't meant to sterilize anyone overnight. That would have caused panic. This was quieter, cleaner, interference, little disruptions. Fertility gets harder. Implantation fails, pregnancies don't stick, so people blame themselves. Stress, age, diet, lifestyle, anything but design. That's why your grandparents didn't deal with this. They lived before creation got turned into a variable on a spreadsheet. Now they're talking about ramping it up. Not drastic, surgical, longer persistence, wider coverage, new versions wrapped in climate talk. They think they're refining the process, not committing a crime. They think this makes them righteous. Like they're saving the planet by deciding who gets to inherit it. But underneath that confidence, there's fear. Not fear of what they did. Fear of being exposed. Because the data lines up too clean. The collapse is too synchronized. Fertility dropping in places that don't share culture, diet, stress, nothing. Except exposure. And if people stop blaming themselves, if they start connecting the dots, that God act falls apart real fast. That's why I'm talking now. Because inside those rooms, they don't think they're playing God. They think they replaced him. And they think the problem of creation is finally under control.
This is the real war against something ancient and evil. And if they win, freedom isn't taken. It's engineered away. This is why they move so aggressively to suppress speech, game algorithms, and manufacture consensus. Because once people compare notes, the spell breaks. Here's what they don't want you to know. The VPN industry that you were told was your protection has been infiltrated and compromised. Proton, the so-called privacy champion, is bankrolled and steered by the World Economic Forum elite in Davos. The very same globalist pursuing Klaus Schwab's evil vision, who drafted the digital ID laws and built the digital cage meant to enslave humanity forever.
Dans ce nouveau monde, on doit accepter une transparence, et je dirais même une transparence totale. Tout va être transparent. Et il faut s'habituer, il faut se comporter ainsi. Ça devient, comment dirais-je, intégré dans votre personnalité, mais si on n'a rien à cacher, il ne faut pas avoir peur.
If you're subscribed to Proton, you're paying for the WEF to surveil you and construct your digital cage. And it gets worse. Many of the most popular VPNs in the world, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, NordVPN, and Private Internet Access, were bought out by Cape Technologies, an Israeli company linked to Mossad, whose staff is packed with former cyber intelligence officials. These are the people you're paying to protect your privacy. It's not just a sick joke, it's a punchline. And Netanyahu is laughing at you. If you're doing your own research in 2025, you've got to protect yourself online. Now, a breakthrough has arrived. VP.net was created in 2025, built from the ground up to be verifiable, transparent, and unstoppable. Legacy VPNs say trust us not to log, trust us not to monitor you. VP.net says don't trust us, verify. Unlike legacy VPNs, every connection is protected by a mathematically verifiable cryptographic shield. So no third party, not even VP.net itself, can see or log your data. So even if the government comes knocking, and trust me, they do, VP.net has nothing to hand over. No logs, no user data, nothing. Even if somebody put a gun to their head, they'd walk away empty-handed. Head over to vp.net/TPV and see for yourself. It's fast, it's unhackable, and for our viewers, it's as low as $5.55 a month. A small price to stay protected on the new digital battlefield.